Giant FM, you are listening to A Trip with Penny Lane, and very excited to have on the show and honored Mr. Todd Scroggins. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from originally, Todd?
I'm originally from Indianapolis. I graduated from John Marshall High School on the east side in 1984, and I just retired as a police officer from Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department.
Well, thank you for your service. And you were also in the Navy, is that right?
In the Air Force.
In the Air Force.
Yes,
in the
Air Force. 20 years in the Air Force, and I was in Operation Iraqi Freedom as well, too.
Well, thank you for all that. So you are going to be... You're welcome. You're going to be performing at the Strand Theater.
I am going to be performing at the Strand.
This Sunday, which is July the 14th.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
7:30, and it's a performance called The Lost Hug, a story about abuse, perseverance, and a mother's love. And by the way, your flyers are just awesome.
Well, thank you.
I love the illustrations.
Thank you. That was done by Gary Varvel, who used to be the editorial cartoonist of the Indianapolis Star.
So when did you meet Gary?
Well, my wife took, that was the surprise. She had a surprise, and she made the illustration and contacted Gary Varvel, and Gary Varvel did the illustration for me. So it was
That's actually wonderful.
A surprise for me by my wife.
What a great
Tammy.
Surprise.
I know, it was awesome.
You're a lucky man, huh?
I am. I'm very lucky.
So tell us a little bit about how this all came about, The Lost Hug.
Well, about 4 years ago, I was sitting and I just kind of wanted to honor my mom and my sisters on what the abuse they went through. And I was trying to figure out a way to honor them. So I slowly in my head started thinking of ways to write things down, maybe to do this play or a book or something like that. And then in 2017, my mom passed away. And then after she passed away, I knew that I was going to write this story in order to honor my mom and my sisters.
So tell us, you told me that you're the youngest?
I am the youngest of five siblings.
Okay.
The total is five, yes. And I have a younger sister, an older sister, Tracy, my brother Mark, and there's Kim, and Terry is the oldest. And my mom's name is Phyllis Scroggins.
So now, the abuse was coming from?
The abuse was coming from my father, Lake Scroggins. And it was in the 70s when we were all young, and we lived on the far west side of Indianapolis, at right around 38th and Muller High School. My dad was a raging alcoholic, and when he would drink, he would take out his anger on my mom and my sisters. So after, he never really came after me or Mark, but he always seemed to go after my sisters and my mom, and that abuse took on for years and years and years. I would say for at least 10 years. Until my mom finally decided to part ways.
And, I mean, even though the abuse is happening to others in your family, it's still scarring to the other family members.
Well, it's a lot of it has to do with what's called survivor's remorse or survivor's guilt. And you often wonder, why is my father just picking on specific people in the family and nobody else? And my brother Mark, myself, and Tracy went through that. We could not understand why the abuse was just towards my mom and my sister Kim and my sister Terry. And it took a lot of years for us to understand that. So in order for me to understand the abuse, I wrote this story, and I'm hoping and I'm praying that the story will get out to somebody that might be in this situation, to let them know that although it's a struggle, you can make it, and you can have you can still live a productive life.
If you could do things over again, would you change anything after you went through the process of writing and thinking? And what advice would you give?
Well, the biggest advice I would give to anybody that's in this situation, whether it's with an alcoholic or somebody who's addicted to maybe drugs or who might be abusive, is somebody will always tell you that just leave. just leave. And that's the same thing they were telling my mom. And I know it's a difficult situation, but the advice I would give is that not only think of yourself to break away and get that freedom, think about your kids. Think about your young children who also need that break and who you need to give a chance in life as well. And that's what my mom did. Because my brother has a master's degree in psychology. My brother helps post-traumatic war victims. And he also retired from the Army. And I guess with my success and the success of my sisters, who have also struggled through life, but they have been good mothers. And I think that that all lies just on my mom, who did a wonderful job.
Did this inspire you to become a police officer?
It did. It inspired me to not only serve in the military, but it definitely inspired me to be a police officer. And when you go to domestic situations as a police officer, when you have knowledge of domestic situations, you really understand the victim at that point, and you really want to try to help them at any cost, no matter what it takes.
Yeah, that's probably a certain part of your gut every time you see it.
Right, you know, right. It would bring back memories, exactly, yes.
But you could relate to others.
Right.
And that's really important to someone that's going through a situation like that.
It is. It really does help, especially when you show up on runs and you see the victim being really abused or any type of situation. You just kind of remember back at your childhood.
The Lost Hug, was it hard to write it?
The hardest part for me is what is going to be the third act. And that was the hardest part for me to write. And that goes through the death of my mom. But the first act was really difficult because it's a journey through my life. It goes through from when I was a young boy all the way to present age. So in order to write the abuses of my sister and my mom, that was difficult. But then in the middle act, which is, you know, me in the military and a police officer and stuff like that, that was kind of fun. You get to write those fun stories. So, and then my mom's always there to inspire me and make sure that if I had a bad day, she would always be there to say, it could be worse. It could always be worse.
How was life for your mom after she broke away from your father?
It was a struggle. It was definitely a struggle. Financially, it was a struggle for our family. It wasn't easy. But the thing is that I could see the freedom. I could see the joy. My mom was so happy. She didn't have to constantly look over her shoulder. And as my mom got older, that's really where the joy came. You know, once I left, the youngest left, so to speak, she was able to really enjoy life. And that's what made me happy, is that I knew that she was happy. And the one thing my mom loved was sports. Absolutely. There wasn't a sport she did not like. And so she was able to do a lot. So, and right before she passed away, I took her to Beef and Boards, and she was able to watch a production at Beef and Boards. She loved that place, too. Mm-hmm. So that was nice, too.
For our listeners, what message would you like to send out to them? Definitely be there on Sunday.
Well, definitely be there on Sunday. The tickets are at brownpaperticket.com. The Strand is obviously in downtown Shelbyville, right across from CVS. The message I would send them, and what they will get, hopefully, when they leave, is that there's always hope. When you think there's no hope, there always is hope in a bad situation. And it's going to be a struggle if you leave a bad situation, but you can make it.
Did you stay in contact with your father after that ever?
I did not. My from 1980 to 1999, I probably had talked to him 5 times. And my sister Terry never talked to him again until he almost passed away, or up to his death. So that's when she talked to him again. But I had very little contact with him because I was excited that my mom was my dad and my mom, you know. Mm-hmm. She was doing both things great. So
now people can go onto Facebook and see.
Yes, people can go to the Strand Theater on Facebook and they'll be able to see The Lost Hug. Right. They'll be able to see the picture, and there's also a brief little video that I did for the Strand.
All right. Anything else you'd like to share with the listeners, Todd, that I did not ask you?
Well, I hope everybody will be there on Sunday, July 14th, and there is some comedy in there. There are some funny things that are going to be in the show, so it's just not all going to be kind of a drama, but I hope whoever needs this message will come and enjoy the program.
Great. Well, Todd Scroggins, thank you so much for coming in, and good luck with The Lost Hug.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's Sunday at the Strand Theater, downtown Shelbyville, July 14th, 7:30.